The Jerusalem they talk about here is not really the earthly Jerusalem, which is indeed beautiful. This passage from Isaiah is a prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled. We Christians understand that it refers to the church. The church is truly our mother. It is a mother to us. She gives us birth through baptism. She feeds us with the Word of God and the Eucharist. And she offers us a glimpse of the heavenly Jerusalem. We already have a foretaste of it here on earth, but it will be fully given to us in the heavenly Jerusalem. As St. Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven. So this joy of the gospel must be announced to everyone. St. Luke tells us about the sending of the 72 disciples, and that number represents all the nations known at the time of Jesus. It is a way of saying that the good news must be proclaimed throughout the whole world. It is for everyone. It is for Christians who no longer go to church, for the teenagers in a crisis, for those who mark the faith. All people in the world should have the chance to hear and to receive this good news. This is a huge mission, one that goes beyond our human abilities. But there is nothing we must never forget. Jesus sent the 72 to every town and place he was about to visit. The mission is not theirs. It is the Lord's. The work is done by Jesus himself in the hearts of men, women, and the children that he places in our path. As Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, a saint from France, she said, I am not responsible for making you believe, only for telling you, without the Lord, nothing is possible. So when St. Luke wrote this, his gospel, he was thinking of those who were missionaries in the Christian communities. It is the risen Lord who calls and sends them to bring the good news to the ends of the earth. This mission is an extraordinary challenge. Today, even more than in the past, we hear Christians facing persecution. Many are killed simply because they proclaim the gospel. But what we know, nothing can stop the word of God or prevent it from bearing fruit. In fact, it is often the courage of persecuted Christians that leads others to convert to Christ. We have many such testimonies in today's world. In the second reading, the Apostle Paul shows us the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, salvation is offered to all. It is not the result of many good deeds or merits. It is a free gift from God. Paul's only pride is in the cross of Christ. It is the key to the new creation. On the day of our baptism, we became children of God. So, my friends, by gathering here in this church, we are nourished by the Word of God and by the Eucharist. Then, like the 72 disciples, we are sent out to proclaim the kingdom of God has come near to you. In a world where many things are going wrong, God comes to fill us with His presence and His glory. Today, the Gospel reminds us how urgent this mission is. Like Christ and the prophets, we may face rejection, we may face indifference, but nothing can stop the coming of God's kingdom. When we encounter evil, we overcome it with good. With the prophet Isaiah, we understand that the presence of the Lord should make us rejoice, even when everything seems to be going wrong. Yes, Lord, we trust in you. You who sent us like lambs among wolves, make us strong in trials and keep us faithful to the mission you have given us.